Bible Places by S.F. Paul. Preface. Of all the places in the world, there are none of greater interest than those which are mentioned in the Bible. There will be many which may seem special to us, such as those we have visited, or where we may have lived, or others of which we have heard or read where certain great men lived or great events have happened. Some places may seem to attract us because of the beautiful scenery which surrounds them, the mountains towering high, the fertile valleys with the rivers and lakes which supply them with water, the woods and forests and the green fields where the cattle feed, or those which are covered with corn or other crops. Or it may be by the seaside, where we can watch the wide expanse of water where the ships go, or listen to the waves as they break upon the shore, or even gather shells or play upon the sands. But as the Bible is the greatest of all books, so the places about which it tells us are of the greatest interest, or should be so, to us. The events which occurred at these places, as recorded in the Bible, are of first importance, and it is well that we should read them and be acquainted with them. From the days of Adam and Eve, all through the Old Testament times, what wonderful things happened at the different places mentioned in the Bible. And when we come to the New Testament, how sacred are those spots and places where Jesus himself was born and lived and went about doing good, and especially where he suffered and died upon the cross to save his people who are taught to believe on his name. In the following short chapters, we shall take you to many of these Bible places and tell you what happened there in Bible days. And at the end of each chapter, and there are given the texts where the places are mentioned, so that you can find these in your Bibles and read about them for yourselves. May you also be led to pray for the Holy Spirit to teach you, for God has promised to give him to them that ask him, as Jesus said to his disciples, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?"